at the coons.
Look at the coons. Wow. Look how we're living under the system.
I gotta let this ride.
A white supremacy. A white supremacy.
That's Kenneth Wynn the second. That's called Look at the Coons. Y'all need to download that. Y'all need to go to Kenneth Wynn's SoundCloud, family. Go to SoundCloud and look up Kenneth Wynn, W-Y-N-N. That's Look at the Coon. Also, go to YouTube and type in Look at the Coon and check out Wynn's page, W-Y-N-N, on YouTube so y'all can download this, man. Whenever you see the Coons, y'all need to be bumping this. This is the cut. I gotta let this ride just a little bit more. Here come the damn coons. Man, man, man. What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Doing a late show. You know how we do, but I'm here to chop up game with the family. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call up and chop it up with me. And what we're going to do, you know, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. We ain't going to be gone too long, so y'all hold it down. And we're going to be right back on Tariq Radio. Remember, the phone number is 818-850-5404, so don't move a muscle, family.
Master the game and join dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Saturday, March 25th in Times Square for the Bad Boy Seminar. Mr. Locario has some exclusive realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
Listen, you need a website, and right now is the time. BlacklineWebDesign.com is having a 50% off sale from now till April 15th when you mention Tariq Radio. Grow your business with a website designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at an affordable price. Whether you provide an awesome service, need to showcase your talent, or build an online store, Blackline Designs websites to boost any business. Satisfaction guarantee. Just go to BlacklineWebDesign.com and check out our work. Or give us a call right now, 470-363-5519. Listen, we're creative, reliable, and we're black owned. Get started before April 15th and receive 50% off your order when you mention Tariq Radio. That's BlacklineWebDesign.com.
VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
On today's mission, we're going to talk about sex as a weapon. The top 12 reasons why so many good men are still single. 7 characteristics of a good woman. How being friends with benefits can backfire on you. Dumb dating moves you make with smartphones. Dating, relationships, and life is war. Fight to win.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find it, maybe you can hear the Victory Unlimited Show.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at MoorishKingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
What's up, man? We're back right here live on Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. What's good with y'all, family? Ready to chop up some good game, as we always do right here on Tariq Elite Radio. What is going on? The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the phone number, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, man, everybody, if you want your 1804 t-shirt, go to 1804movie.com. 1804movie.com. That is the website to get your t-shirts for the movie 1804, the brand new film that we're working on. The movie is going to be finished, we're saying, around this fall, hopefully. That's what we're going for. A lot of folks are asking about the completion of the movie. We're right in the middle of production, and the movie looks great. The energy around the movie is great. So we're making it do what it do, family. I'm very excited about the film. I got to go to Miami in a few weeks to do some filming. Then I got to go back to Haiti to do some filming. There's some more shots I want to get. So we're making this thing pop off. A lot of folks are calling. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 if you do not have it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, King Flex? It's me, Duncan from Columbia.
Duncan from Columbia. What part? Columbia, Ohio? Maryland. Columbia, Maryland. Okay, what's on your mind, brother?
Yeah. What's going on, man? Yeah, I called you before, but you're doing the 1804 documentary today. I mean, this year.
Yes.
And whenever I'm debating these white supremacists and these coons online about the Haitian Revolution, they always sort of deflect about and go into a tangent about like the Haitian massacre. So I'm just asking you, are you going to kill it? Are you guys going to go over and clarify the Haitian massacre?
It wasn't a massacre. It's the people protecting themselves. People who didn't want to be. Yeah, I mean, this is
that's the thing
with white supremacists and coons. They always ignore the fucked up shit they do to cause people to react and say, hey, I don't want to be oppressed no more. They totally ignore the years of subjugation and some of the vile, cruel shit, selling people, raping them, enslaving them, beating them, hanging them, lynching them. They ignore all that. And when people rise up against that, it's like, hey, two wrongs don't make a right. They hit us with that bullshit. And
but
black,
it makes it even.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we're getting into voodoo. That's why we're getting into the voodoo thing. Because we ain't talking that forgiveness stuff.
Right. And because I know you have a caller on there, you're interviewing him, and he talked about that, and like he talked about how like a lot of historians try to make it seem like the Haitians got rid of all the white people on the island, but that's not true.
That's not
they
true
got
at
rid
all.
Of all like the French.
Yeah, we break all that down. We talk about all stuff,
and they spared like the German auxiliaries, the mercenaries who helped them, and like the Polish immigrants and stuff like that. Yeah, okay. I was just wondering if you're gonna clarify on that.
Oh, dude, this is cool. Yeah, brother. This is the preeminent movie about Haiti and the revolution. So we cover. I got the best scholars in the world on Haitian history. Nobody's better than the people I have in this movie at all, bar none. You can't find anybody who's more thorough than the staff we got talking about this revolution. This is the story that has been claimed to be being told, and that people have been trying to tell this story for years. And this is it's finally getting told, man. So, man, thank you for the call, brother.
Nope.
Yes, indeed. That's brother from Maryland. Yeah, but we get deep in this movie. We talk about all of it. We break it down. We clear up all the misconceptions, the whole shebang. And that's very important. See, the white supremacists and their coons, you got to understand, their talking points are not about logic. Their talking points are all about finding ways to manipulate you with words and dominate you and flip your emotions so that you can have an emotional response and use all this double speak. You know, even the fact that they claim that the Haitian Revolution was a massacre. They always do that when people fight back, like Custer's Last Stand. That was a massacre, all that old bullshit. Whenever Native people don't want to be oppressed no more, then it becomes a massacre. But when the white supremacists slaughter thousands and millions of Native people and non-white people, then that's patriotism. See, we got to start using the right language when it comes to our history, family. It's very important that we use the correct language. And it's very important that we tell stories from our own perspective and stop letting the dominant society use their propaganda machines against us. And that's what we're going to get into on today's show. Let me see who else is on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Andrew from North Carolina.
Andrew from North Carolina. What's on your mind, brother?
I just want to start by saying, like, you are a really big inspiration to me.
Much respect.
I appreciate everything you do. So, like, I was listening to Brilliant Idiots, and they made this, they was talking about when Snoop did that video about, and he supposedly shot Donald Trump in the head with a confetti gun.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just thinking, like, and you, I saw you tweet something. You tweeted something where, like, they was hanging
Donald Trump, but Obama dummies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I mean, and so it's always talking about selective outrage, and I tweeted him back, and I was like, this selective outrage, I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Schultz represents the white supremacist viewpoint of a lot of stuff. He acts as the mouthpiece for that, not saying that he's a white supremacist. Many people suspect that he is, but he does represent a lot of the talking points for white supremacy. And they were all hell bent out of shape over Snoop using that fake gun on a Trump character in his video. And I pointed out that Obama, they threatened that man's life for 8 damn years with dummies exactly. and mummies and dolls and mannequins being lynched at schools, churches, rallies,
exactly.
and they fell back on their First Amendment. So Snoop has the First Amendment right. See, the white supremacists, they're very contradictory. Go ahead.
Yeah, my point was like, their point was, Snoop about to get audited. Snoop's dispensary about to get shut down. This, that, third. I'm like, I mean, what about the people that were doing that to Obama? Like, it's not... We always held to a different standard than they are.
Of course. Well, that's how white supremacy is. And they're not even being naive, or they're not even being covert about it. They're just being very overt about it right now. So
exactly.
Thanks for the call, brother. Okay, I want to make some points. I don't want to just keep going on and on. I just want to tackle what he's saying before we get too lost in the sauce. But that's how white supremacy works. That's how white supremacy works. We, the white supremacists, we get to do whatever we want to do, and we don't get the same punishment as the mud people. That's what the game is all about. They all know this. That's why they're talking about punishing Snoop. We're going to audit him and all that. They're basically saying we're going to use our system of white supremacy to put that nigger in his place. That's what it's all about. But we got to understand the propaganda machine of the white supremacists. See, the white supremacists, the media, they like to make it seem like there's a liberal media and a conservative media. And that's a lie. That's a bunch of bullshit. They want to make it seem like there's liberal media, Fox News, and then everybody else. And what we see in the mainstream media, they're all different sides of the same damn coin. CNN and all these people, and I've been on all these networks, they're no different than Fox. They sit up here and give platforms to white supremacists like Steve King, like Joe Walsh, these white supremacist politicians who get all the airtime in the world to spew their bullshit talking points, and they have people so-called debating them, giving them softball bullshit-ass commentary. Just the fact that they give an audience to some of these people, that just shows their mentality. They're all on the same page. See, we got to stop being fooled by that. All of these people, they just want to maintain white supremacy in different ways. The liberal media, they want to be more refined with the way they maintain white supremacy. The so-called conservative media, they want to be more overt about it. You know, they want to make jokes about Maxine Waters' hair. Did y'all see that with Bill O'Reilly? He made that slick comment about Maxine Waters' hair. Maxine Waters was doing a speech and Bill O'Reilly was, they were sitting there on Fox News mocking her. He was throwing up like a black power signal. And after she spoke, he was like, I can't listen. I can't get past the James Brown wig on her. So, you know, they're being old school with their racism now. You know, that whole thing where they attack black women and attack black women's hair, that's old school white supremacist shit. They're getting old school with it. That's old school. They've always attacked black women's hair. That's why so many black people have complexes about their hair. That's been going on since slavery. That thing where they want to attack your hair. That's that Imus thing. These are nappy-headed hoes. And then they turn around and then blame rappers. Well, the rappers do it too. They made us do it. And then people fall for that bullshit. They're all on the same team. And see, that brings me to the topic of today. The face of terrorism. See, in the media, they keep talking about terrorists this, terrorists that, terrorists this, Muslim terrorist, Islamic terrorist, Black Lives Matter terrorist. You know, the image of the non-white terrorist. All over the world, the image of the non-white terrorist. The Black or Muslim terrorist. And Black and Muslim is synonymous. I keep telling people that. Black Muslim is synonymous. A lot of times they use Muslim as a code word for Black. When they say Muslim, they're usually talking about Black people too. Black people are included in that. And they keep making non-white people the face of terrorism. And they totally ignore all of the white supremacist terrorists. These white supremacists are out here getting bombs ready. They're shooting up places. And we have to understand what the new face of terrorism is. It's not somebody in a turban. It's not somebody in a burqa. The new face of terrorism is a smiling, grinning white supremacist suspect. It's the white supremacist next door. That's the new terrorist. It ain't, I won't even say new, but that's the face of terrorism for real. So we must not be fooled. And melanoid people especially shouldn't be fooled. And truth be told, white people who are non-racist, you shouldn't be fooled. You deserve to know the truth too, because the truth might save your life. There was a story coming out of Maryland this week. The story coming out of Maryland was at this high school. There's a grown-ass woman. She's 18 years old. Her name is Nicole Savario. Nicole Savario, 18-year-old white woman who was going to pull off a Columbine-style mass shooting at her school. She was going to have a mass killing at her school, and she scheduled it for April 5th. And I've told people over and over for years about the month of April and how the white supremacists will wait until April to carry out terrorist attacks, terrorist plots, because April is very symbolic to white supremacists. April is a very significant month to white supremacists. Somebody in the chat room said that her name sounds Hispanic. What's a Hispanic? Don't get fooled by that. Because I put this girl's picture on my screen right now, and she's lily white. But Nicole Savario, that's her name. That's the woman's name. And different media outlets, the way they are covering this case is hilarious. Now understand, this woman accumulated guns. She accumulated all types of material to make pipe bombs. They got pictures of all the guns, all the pipe bomb materials, the pipes and the fluid and the flammable liquids and the explosives. I mean, she knew what she was doing. And the thing is, she wrote a diary about what she was going to do. She wanted to be one of the first female mass killers. She kind of wanted to get her name out there. I mean, this was a very meticulously plotted thing she was doing, and she was writing it all down in her diary. And she even planned on dying that day. She was about to take one for the team. Again, these are my last show I did, I talked about the white supremacist jihad. Go back and listen to last week's show. I talk about how these white supremacists out here and white supremacist suspects are going on jihad. They're sacrificing themselves for the system. And the thing is, this woman premeditated murder plot she had going on, had all the guns, all the pipe bomb materials, had the manifesto written about what she was going to do. Her parents turned her in. Her parents said, hey, my daughter's crazy as cat shit. I just read her diary and this bitch is about to blow something up. Somebody need to do something. So her parents turned her in. But I want y'all to Google the name Nicole Savario. And her name is spelled different ways. Some people spell it the regular way, N-I-C-O-L-E, but some people spell it N-I-C-H-O-L-E. But the last name is always Savario, C-E-V-A-R-I-O. Now, if you look at news articles about her and print stories and online stories, they will show the explosives. They have interviews with the police, but there are literally no images of this woman nowhere to be found on any forms of media. None of them posted a picture of this woman. The only media outlet that has her picture is ours, melanoidnation.org. We are the only media outlet in the world that has shown this woman's picture. They went out of their way to not show what this woman looked like. That's how white supremacy stays on code. They will stay on code. Now, you know, black people, if we are a suspect of a crime, if we jaywalk, our pictures are plastered all over the damn place. Our pictures are plastered everywhere. And I notice, and we all notice this, whenever the white supremacists are about to commit a crime, they go out of their way to hide and protect the white supremacists. There are no pictures of this woman nowhere. I challenge you to go to Google and look. None of them have photos of her. We are the only ones who did it. That's what Melanoid Nation is for. We do all the snooping and the investigating. And we got her high school yearbook picture. And if you go to Melanoid Nation, the white supremacists are all in the chat room butthurt and mad, because we understand their code. All of these mainstream media outlets, they know how to get photographs and images of these people, but they choose not to. And again, we are the only ones who's showing what this woman looks like. And that's very important to know, because this is pertinent information. We have a damn terrorist suspect out here. If we're going to fight terror, we need to know who the damn terrorists are. That's one of the terrorists right there. That face is the face of terrorism. If that was a Muslim or any dark person, it would be trending. People are very quiet about this woman. See, when people talk all that stuff about we need to fight terror, war on terror, no, that's the war on non-white people. Because people like this, the suspected white supremacists who go out here and have terror plots, they are protected by the media and the rest of the dominant society. And that's the thing. We got to stay on top of our game. That's why we have to have our own media apparatus, and we have to have our own investigations. We got to stop begging the dominant society to help us out and be fair. No. We got to do unto others what others do unto us. If we're going to be paraded around, we're going to parade you around. And other than her face being hidden and them hiding her pictures, almost every article I've read about this female terrorist, almost every single article I read about her, they're so sensitive with the coverage of her. One thing I notice in every single article, none of them refer to her as a woman. Not one. Nobody refers to this grown-ass 18-year-old as a woman. They always use terms like this teen, high school student, teen student, teen student. Every article about her is teen student, teen student. What they do with white supremacist adults, the white supremacist media, they will babyfy white adults and they will adultify black children. So when a 12-year-old or 13-year-old black kid, he don't even have to commit a crime. He can be a victim of a crime. When a black kid is harmed by somebody, they say, well, that man, that 12-year-old man got shot. So they adultify the black children, but babyfy white adults. Every article, they're emphasizing she's a student. It's a grown fucking woman. She's 18 years old. Another way they're portraying this woman, it says, I'm looking at the website heavy.com. They were like, cops say Severo's journal revealed the teen planned to attack the school. She planned to die during the attack. And another thing they keep saying about her, Severo is an honor student. Every article I've read, they display her and portray her as a damn honor student. Family, can anybody please tell me when the last time a black terrorist or a non-white terrorist or a black person who committed a crime or who was about to commit a crime like murder, please can y'all tell me any goddamn time in history where they talked about his damn grades and how good his grades were? Anytime. I've never seen that. I have never seen any time where they talked about a black suspect's grades and he was an honor student. So they're bragging about she's an honor student. Her parents are being extremely cooperative. They're bigging up the parents. That's another thing. Her parents are being praised for telling on her crazy ass. Now, black parents, if your child does something crazy or heinous, it's like, look at those nigger parents with their fucked up upbringing. That's part of that nigger culture. Look at them. The whole black parents are blamed for everything black children do. We're always blamed for that, but they're bigging up her. They're bigging up her parents. This just shows how the media is right in line and right on code with white supremacy. They're making this woman, they going out of their way to portray her as innocently as possible. And the thing is, with this white woman, I think she just got arrested because they detained her and they put her in a mental hospital. Again, they're still being lenient on this woman. So now they're using the whole, well, she was mentally ill. We have to have a psychological evaluation first. After we have a psychological evaluation, because we don't know if she knows better, then she'll be arrested for planning and plotting this thing. And they're not going to try her as a terrorist. They're not going to charge her as a terrorist, which is exactly what she is. But they're using the whole mentally ill angle with her now. And that's another thing. See, the white supremacists, they want to have it both ways. First of all, she's a damn honor student. You want to brag about her being an honor student. Oh, she got straight A's. She was an honor student. But then on the other side, well, she didn't know what she was doing. She don't know no better. So which one is it? Is she an honor student or is she mentally ill and didn't know no damn better? Which one is it, white supremacy? Which one is it? She had enough sense to go out there and get them guns legally. She had enough sense to know exactly what ingredients to get to make pipe bombs. She knew how to get the liquid and the fluid and the bombs and the material and the steel. She had all the sense in the world. She was a fucking rocket science when it came to bomb building. She had all the material. Now all of a sudden, well, she don't know no better. But she's going through some things. Psychologically, something's wrong there. See, that's the game they play, and that's the thing we got to stop falling for. So miss me with the, she was an honor student who didn't know better. You just said she was an honor student. This bitch knew what the fuck she was doing. Not only that, it was premeditated. She was plotting it out. This wasn't some shit where she just snapped overnight. She was plotting it out, writing it in her diary every day, went and got all the material, went and got the guns, at school making straight A's, probably in science. That's why she knew how to get bombs and shit together. Once she get caught, all of a sudden now she's remedial and didn't know no better. Get the fuck out of here. And this is the thing. And they're coddling this woman, not showing what she looks like. And white people should be offended. If you're a non-racist white person, you should be offended because you should know who the terrorists are among you. Because she was going to start killing other white people. Because that's who goes to that school. It's a school full of white people. It might be like a handful of black kids. And she was probably going to shoot them. But it was a lot of white people she was going to shoot at these schools. So as a white person, you should want to know what these terrorists look like in your community. Y'all got this little bullshit ass white supremacy code y'all got going on. You should want to know what a person looks like, especially if they're being lenient on this woman and they give her some kind of slap on the wrist, because she's not going to do no real jail time. They're already being so lenient on her. They're already giving her the psychological evaluation angle. They tried to do that with Dylann Roof, by the way. Understand, they tried to do the same thing with Dylann Roof. If Dylann Roof went for it, he would have had a lenient sentence. The thing with Dylann Roof, he didn't want a lenient sentence. Dylann Roof was like, no, I'm not crazy. No, they were like, no, yes, you are. You don't know no better, Dylann. Dylann was like, yeah, I do. I knew what I was doing. No, no, don't be lenient on me. I'm trying to sacrifice myself. I'm trying to be a white supremacy god here. Dylann was trying to sacrifice himself. He wanted to go down. He wanted to be the next Charles Manson. Understand, Charles Manson is a white supremacist. There's a reason why Charles Manson has a swastika on his head. A lot of these white supremacists out here, they want to be the next Charles Manson. You know, Charles Manson, he's in prison for life, but the thing is, he's a celebrity. They're like, cool, I'll be in jail and be a celebrity, known internationally, people doing probes on me. I am somebody. I wasn't shit out here anyway. I'm living in a fucking trailer. I got head lice, eating jelly sandwiches and shit. But hell, I'm in jail. I'm a worldwide celebrity. I'm a martyr for white supremacy. So I take that. So they were trying to run that whole psychological evaluation angle on Dylann Roof. Dylann said, no, I don't want that. I'm fine. I know what I'm doing. So if you're a white person, you should want to know who the white supremacists are. White ladies, you kicking it. You meet Nicole Savario somewhere at the mall and she wants you to hang out. And y'all hang out and she has a damn blowtorch in her purse. You would want to know that. And I'm definitely going to keep her picture up. I don't give a damn how mad the white supremacists get. Yeah, her picture should be known. We should know who the terrorists are, especially black people, because you know how Negroes like little chunky white women. She's kind of a chunky thing, real homely and chunky, so you know Negroes like that. So I don't want the wrong Negro to run up on her, get her and take her home. You cupcaking with this homely, chunky terrorist, and she got a pipe bomb in her pussy and blow you and your mama's house up. So you need to know what she looks like. This is a public service announcement. We need to know who these terrorists look like. And that's the thing, man. Whenever they try to hide these terrorists out here, we need to start doing digging and evaluating and investigating. It's up to us. We got to stop waiting on the mainstream media. This is why Melanoid Nation exists. Everybody, y'all should be making your damn donations weekly to Melanoid Nation. We do a lot of good work in Melanoid Nation. And another thing we're doing in Melanoid Nation, and I've said this on my social media, all these little black girls that are getting snatched up and being found missing, we're putting out rewards for some of these girls that's on the list. Some of these girls that's on the list, we are giving $5,000 to people. If you can find and locate and help bring some of these girls home safely, we're going to start giving out cash allotments to motivate people to find these girls, because people are the law enforcement are talking about these girls are runaways and all that. But if somebody has $5,000 out there in the streets ready to give it to somebody for information, even if they were runaways, somebody would say where they were and who they are and give their whereabouts. because it's not a coincidence. I don't believe all that these girls are runaways. A whole bunch of black girls didn't decide to all run away at the same damn time. So the thing is, we got to keep our eyes open. Now, some might be runaways. I mean, hell, you know, people run away from home for a few days. We don't run away from home too damn long. But some people are getting snatched up. So it's up to us to start taking care of this business. I'm not in the marching and begging business because there's nobody to march and beg to. So like I said, Melanoid Nation, melanoidnation.org, that's the website. This is what we do. We look out for melanoid people in need. Not only do we have reward money for some of the people who are missing, what I also want to do, I'm thinking about setting up something where we go to DC, we set up shop in DC, and we get a security firm where we have people and we pay you, put you on salary because money talks, and we have people patrol some of these schools. When children get out, we have some of our own people that we pay to just patrol the neighborhoods and make sure these kids get home safe. That's something that I'm looking into as well. I want to do out there in that area, and I want to find out which area out there in DC is having the most disappearances of these young girls. So all my DC folks, holler at me. Let me know the geography and the neighborhoods and what's going on out there so I can get a better understanding so that we can move on that and get that in motion. It's all about us handling our own business. Somebody said we need an Amber Alert app for ourselves. That's true. We need to start getting that popping. We need our own Amber Alerts. Because when white children end up missing, my phone starts beeping nonstop. When black folks ended up missing, nothing. You don't get those Amber Alerts. We're told, well, them niggas just ran away. You'll find them one day. Somebody said they're trying to call in from the UK. Holler at me, UK folks. Let me see who this is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. This is Noah from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's
right
up?
Now.
How you doing, Noah?
I'm good. I'm 17 years old. Hey, I know I'm not trying to take too much of your time, so only just two quick questions for you.
Go ahead.
For one, can we really take down white supremacy, or can we just do our best to defend against it?
Well, our brother Neely Fuller, he made a very good point. He said anything that was created by man can be destroyed by men. So white supremacy was something that was created out of the air by men, and it absolutely can be destroyed. White supremacy can be destroyed very quickly. The thing is, too many black people globally have become comfortable under the umbrella of white supremacy. So it's like, okay, I don't really want to put in the work. We could have destroyed white supremacy a long time ago. But the thing is, in order to maintain a system like that, you have to have enough people who are complicit in it and comfortable in it. And there's too many black people and non-white people who are comfortable under that system of white supremacy. We could have destroyed that shit overnight. But we have to want to do it. We have to want to do it because black folks put on their capes for the white supremacists. And we got a big problem doing that.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, brother. Absolutely. When I say destroying white supremacy, that's not white people, because all white people are not white supremacists. Just like when the brother called up about Haiti. That brother was absolutely right. During the Haitian Revolution, the Haitians didn't kill all the white people on Haiti. They just got rid of the white supremacists. They said, hey, fuck this. We ain't about to let y'all just rape us. No, you got to go. The white people who are not white supremacists, you can stay. You can rock with us. But the ones who want to see us oppressed and y'all want to rape us and kill us and enslave us and sell our children, no. We about to have this voodoo ceremony on your ass, and it's about to be over. Which is correctness. That's how you're supposed to be. You shouldn't want to be oppressed. You shouldn't settle for oppression. You shouldn't settle for mistreatment and just say, okay, well, that's just how it is. No, you shouldn't settle for that. That's inhumane to even settle for that. But the thing is, there's enough Negroes out here who are content with that because we get nigga trinkets and we think that nigga trinkets are more important than us having freedom. I was watching another video, yet another one. This one, I think it was out of Ohio, of yet another Asian man beating a black woman's ass in a nail shop. This is like a trend now. This is about the fifth video I've seen of this, like this rather. I've seen about five videos within the last few weeks of Asian men beating the shit out of black women up in these beauty supply stores and these nail shops. Just beating the brakes off of you. And there's black people still up in there with their feet up in the damn air, getting acrylics on. Calm down, girl. Yelling nigga shit. If they're beating your ass or beating somebody's ass who look like you, you should charge them to the game on GP. I'm good on this store. Now the girl who came in, the woman who came in, she was hood ratted. She had purple hair. She went in there arguing with another girl and she got up in the other girl's face, and then the owner of the store started beating the black girl's ass. And there's black folks sitting up there in the shop still going along. Oh, the police coming. Just calm down. Just yelling and screaming like fucking pickaninnies. Being off code, you don't never sit your stupid ass around letting anybody whoop on another black person. No matter what the black person did. Because I saw a video of a white woman who shoplifted out of a store, and it was a black store manager. So this white woman shoplifted. The black store manager, he was trying to hold the woman until the police came. He was very articulate. He was like, hey, ma'am, you're going to have to stay here. You can't shoplift in my store. She's like, why not? She was on the pipe. Why not? Why can't I shoplift? And he was like, ma'am, you got to stay here. She was swinging at him. He was like blocking her, like, don't hit me, ma'am. Don't hit me. You're going to have to stay here. And what's interesting, other white people, other white women who were in the store, other customers, they were checking the black man. They knew that white woman stole. They knew the white woman was in the wrong, but they were checking the black man. They were like, hey, sir, now be careful. She's still a woman. You're bigger than her now. They stood there and watched him and made sure he didn't harm that white woman. And he was like, ma'am, don't you hit me. Don't hit me. And there was a white woman standing there saying, hey, watch your mouth to the black man. She was telling the black man to watch his mouth. She was right there on his ass. She was on code, which is what you're supposed to be. They know the white woman was wrong. They know she was a thief, but they're still on code. Hold on, nigga. You're not going to beat her now. I know she's wrong, but you wait till our people come and get her. You wait till some white people come up in here. I want to find it so I can play the audio. Let me take a call and then I'm going to look for it so I can play the audio of this. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Ayana from Phoenix.
Hey, Ayana from Phoenix. How are you, beloved?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. How old are you, beloved?
So, I'm 22.
Okay. So, what's on your mind?
So, I have a question. I'm a junior at a four-year university. I've been studying engineering. I study civil engineering. I have an engineering advisor. She's a white woman, and she has a PhD in engineering, and I go to her often for advice and for advising needs. She's one of these white women who is an extreme feminist. She's an extreme Hillary supporter, talks a lot about being a minority in STEM through the lens of a white woman. So whenever I go and talk to her about some of the challenges I face, she always tries to equate our situations because she's a woman also. And it doesn't work that way.
Now, who is she to you? Now, who is she to you exactly?
She's my engineering advisor.
Okay.
So she puts me on. She's put me on to a lot. She's put me on to a lot of scholarships, a lot of research conferences. She's definitely been an ally in my academic career. But my question to you is, every time I see her and I talk to her about some of the challenges I face, she always wants to equate our struggles in STEM under the umbrella of us both being women. So do I kind of just, and I've been just letting her do that and kind of just, you know, like, okay, nodding my head and not saying anything. Is there a point to where I can say, you know, we don't have the same struggle? Or do I just let her keep putting me on and kind of like use the resources she's providing me with and keep my mouth closed and just kind of take it?
Yes. What you do with people like that, get all the resources you can, because the white supremacists, they got access to resources, and that's your job. When you get around white supremacists, we think we got to get into this whole civil rights thing. No. When you get around some white supremacists, you're supposed to be ear hustling and resource hustling. So let her talk that stupid shit. The key is you don't believe none of it. That's the problem right there. We start believing the bullshit that they say. As long as she's giving up resources, you let that stupid shit she says go in one ear and one out the other. All right, because it's a bunch of game. She says that shit to feel better about herself. You nod your head, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and get all the resources you can, because, again, when they give you resources, they got to put that extra bullshit on it. You know, we're doing a movie right now, and we were going to, I was going to get some plantations down in Louisiana. I was going to do that, but we ended up getting some out here, because I was going to go down there and I was looking at different real plantations that we were going to film on. But I was reading some of the websites of these plantations, and the delusions that the white supremacists have and the gymnastics they go through to justify bullshit and the rhetoric they spew is so far-fetched. It's just no reasoning with them. I was looking at some of their websites, and they were saying stuff like, well, slavery down here in Louisiana at this plantation, we had African-American slaves, we had some Irish slaves, we had some Native American slaves, and that means it wasn't about race, it was about class. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I said, I don't even want to go down there with them. So I kept seeing a lot of these people use that type of bullshit-ass logic to make themselves feel better. And this is what these white supremacist females will do. They will, they know they get money for black women and black people. That's where the money comes from. They like to equate their struggle with ours so that they can go get a check and pocket most of it. Most of the resources that she's giving you is supposed to be for you any damn way. Affirmative action and all that stuff is our shit. We're the only ones who got Jim Crowed and denied resources systematically all across the board by the government. But these white women and these white feminists go in here and start talking about how we're all oppressed, and women, we're the niggers of the world. That's one of their sayings that they say. So they run that whole feminist game on you so they can pocket all the resources and throw you a few crumbs and say, hey, sister girl, we're the same, aren't we, sister girl? Let that shit go in one ear and out the other, and get as many of the resources as you can, and don't let her turn you into no damn bedwench.
Right. No, thank you. And that's what I've been doing, but she's been doing it for as long as I've known her, for the last year and a half, just over and over. I mean, she went to the Women's March in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
She is a diehard white feminist.
Oh, yeah.
Diehard.
And let a nigga move next door to her. Let a black woman move next door. She'll be the first one calling the police on her ass. Don't be fooled by that white feminist, we sister girl shit, because those white supremacist feminists, they have said nothing about these girls missing in D.C. They don't say nothing about these black women getting their asses whooped in these damn beauty supply stores. They don't say nothing about black female children getting harmed. Nothing. So don't let them run that game on you. Hustle the game and get what you need up out of her. You feel me?
Yes, I feel you. Thank you, Tariq. Can I plug my IG?
Yeah. What is it? Because people are already asking what you look like.
It's at Conscious Revisions. I put it in the chat box right now.
Hold on. Let's spell that. Let's get that popping on air now. Let's spell it out so the people will know. Spell it.
So it's CONSIOUS _ REVISIONS.
Hold on. Wait. Stop. Wait. Underscore what?
REVISIONS. Revisions. Conscious underscore revisions.
Revisions. Okay, I can't see shit on here. Okay. Conscious _ revision. I don't see it. Do y'all see it in the chat room? Hold on. Conscious revision. So conscious, hold on. Maybe I spelled conscious wrong. I left out the C. Conscious. I'm going to find this shit right now. Hold on. Conscious. Revisionist. What is it? Conscious revision.
Revision.
Okay, I see it now.
Yeah, I put it in the text box again.
Okay, we're looking at, okay. Now, you got 433 followers. Okay, now you're a nice looking sister. How old are you, 22?
Yes, 22.
There you go. Cute sister. Y'all fellas, are you married? I'm about to hook you up. You're married? You're engaged? What's the deal?
No, I'm single.
Oh, I get a lot of single ladies calling the show. Fellas, she is single and she's ready to mingle. She's out here on the West Coast, kind of. She's nice and slim and athletic. You dig? You got some big ass feet, though. What size shoe you wear? Shit.
No, I really do. I wear a size 8, but let's not talk about that.
Yes, girl. How tall? You're like a little bitty thing with some big ass fucking feet. Look at your feet. How tall are you?
5'2".
God damn. This girl is 5'2 with a size 8. Wow, you got some big.
It's okay, though, because I'm cute and I'm smart. So it's yes. Like I can have big feet.
Good Lord. 5'2 with 5'2 and size 8 feet. You're like a damn cute fish. Good Lord. I love it. Y'all better get her and go swimming with her because she can save you from drowning with them fucking feet. That's what I like. You can help your nigga out. Oh, Lord. If you go on a date with her, take her on a wine stumping date where y'all stump grapes. She can make you about 8 bottles of fucking wine with them feet.
Tariq, you better have some chapsticks on them crusty lips if you
are. I am. I am. Lord, they ain't gonna whoop your ass in no acrylic shop. You go to the nail shop, you put them feet on them motherfuckers, they gonna get up off you. Lord. Cute girl with the big ass feet.
No, I wouldn't be in no, first of all, I don't get my nails done by no Asians and I don't shop at Asian beauty supply stores. But if I was, I would not let no black sister get whipped on like that.
Hell no. Exactly.
He would've got the kung fu kick to the head.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, you cute as hell. I got a little bubble on you. Y'all need to get with her. She a little small thing. When was the last time you had a little dude?
Man, okay. I got out of a relationship like 5 months ago. I was in a relationship for like a year and a half with this dude. He ended up being a drug addict.
Oh, damn.
So I had to drop that.
Damn. How long did it take you to find out that nigga was on the pipe?
He snorted pills. And it was pretty much up our whole entire relationship. He told me probably 5 months in that he used to be, but when he said he used to be, he meant he still was. And something just in my spirit told me it's just not right. So I broke up with him, and then maybe like a month later, he told me he was still using the whole time we were together and all of this extra stuff. So I just had to cut it.
God damn, that's crazy as hell, man. You look like the white boys be up on you heavy because you like real slim and cute. So I know them white dudes be like, hey, you look like Gabrielle Union.
They do. Yeah. They do. But they be on that. They be on me for that. Ooh, I ain't never been with a black woman before. They don't really be checking for me like that. The fat black dudes be checking for me, though.
The fat ones?
Yes.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Well, yeah, I'm going to hook you. I got to get you hooked in. She's real cute. Feet and all, shit. She's cute. Just put some socks on them big fucking feet. Anyway. Anyway, thank you for calling, beloved.
Thank you, Perry.
Yeah, boy, she's cute. She's cute as hell. Little cute, little chocolate thing. Man, I saw a picture of her. She's like, God, this girl got some big fucking feet. 5'2 with a size 8. Damn. Oh, yeah, I got that. Let me play that video clip I was telling y'all about. I found it of the white lady at the store who shoplifted. I'm going to try to skip through it because it's 4 minutes. I don't want to play the whole thing. But let me play this and show y'all how they stay on code. Hold on.
Just don't
let
go.
Let go.
I'm not going to let go. We're going to call the police and deal with this the right way.
That's not
okay?
The right way.
You're not gonna go anywhere. We're gonna call the police.
Yeah, you know, I'll have shoplifting. To you when you assault someone, you'll go to fucking jail.
Good, good.
And you know, she was doing the whole white woman victim thing. You assaulted someone, you're gonna go to jail. You know, acting like he assaulted her, which he didn't. He was just trying to stop her from running out the store with the shit, which is what you're supposed to do as a store manager. So Let me play some more.
Now you're kicking me. Go ahead and watch what happens.
You hurt me in the parking lot. You threw me in her
arm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
My arm.
I did.
My
I sure did. Oh, really? I'm going to take you down for that.
Shit, she's kicking at the dude. Hold on.
Hey, get her glasses. Get her glasses.
Stop it. Stop this. Stop it.
Get her glasses.
Stop it.
And it's, some white woman is like, I can hold her, okay? Did y'all hear that? It was a white woman who came in like, I can hold her. Because black man, the white woman was trying to swing on the brother, the manager, and he was holding her down on the floor.
Do you know her? Do you know her?
Let her go.
Let me go!
No!
You hear somebody in the back, let her go. Let her go.
Oh, no. Crack's a hell of a drug.
Go ahead.
I will let someone else
have Evelina, pharmacy,
step
please.
Away from me now.
No!
Yes!
I work here. So no.
Yeah, that doesn't fucking
okay,
matter.
Keep the line going. Yeah. If you have something to check out, please.
Let
check
go
out.
Of me!
Please check out.
I'm telling you.
Stop it.
Again.
Oh, start kicking. Watch what happens. Oh, really? Stop it.
Don't hit her.
Stop it.
Go. She's still smaller than you.
I'm not hitting her.
Listen to the white woman in the back. Listen to him. Don't hit her. She's still smaller than you. These white women are watching him, making sure that he don't harm this shoplifter. You see how they stay on code, even though they know the white woman did something wrong. They're standing around watching him, making sure he don't whoop our ass.
Stop it.
Don't bite him either.
Stop it.
Listen, the white woman is like, watch your mouth, be a gentleman. This is a white woman, a bystander, telling him to watch his damn mouth and be a gentleman. Wow. You see that? They stay on code. They stay on code no matter what, right or wrong. They were standing right there making sure he don't get out of line by whooping that white woman's ass, even though she stole out the store. They were there watching him. Don't you hurt her now. Watch your mouth now. You're still bigger than her. She's smaller than you now. Whereas you go to an Asian beauty supply store or a nail shop, the Asian man is beating the brakes off a black woman's ass, and black folks are just sitting around there minding their own business, screaming, ah, that messed up, that messed up. You see the difference? Right or wrong, good or bad, if you see a black person, good or bad, right or wrong, I don't give a fuck what they did. You don't sit around and let them get their ass whooped by no Asians or no other people. You don't just sit around and let them get their ass whooped because other groups don't let it happen. They're going to check you. They don't give a fuck what their people did. They're not going to let you beat them up like that. Only Sambo ass niggas sit around and let other black people get drug around and smacked around and kicked around. And we sitting up here with our feet in the air, getting some acrylics on our toes. And that's more important than a motherfucker whooping ass. So we got to understand the game that's being played out here, family. Anyway, y'all, we can't value weaves and nails more than our damn dignity. Nigga trinkets. We value nigga trinkets more than anything, and that's been the problem. We got to get over the desire of nigga trinkets. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. I'm about to get up out of here. I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream this Sunday, fam. It's been real, chopping up game. Don't forget, man, go get your t-shirts from 1804movie.com. Go get all the Hidden Colors DVDs, Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go get all the fresh gear from TariqElite.com, all the fresh clothing, TariqElite.com, and all that good stuff, family. I'm going to holler at y'all. Y'all be good.